The Brussels summit is the latest in a series of talks about how to tackle the economic downturn that has hard hit the 27-nation European Union, along with the rest of the world. At a meeting of top world finance ministers outside London last weekend, the United States and Europe sought to present a common stance when dealing with the most severe crisis in decades. As British Chancellor Alistair Darling told reporters there, each country must feel free to establish their own policies.
We are not, in anything we said today, prescribing what individual countries have to do. They have to make their own choice, and it follows from that that, of course, central banks in different countries have different objectives, different terms of reference, and that we would not seek to disturb that.
But behind the talk of unity, there is strong pressure from the United States in particular for Europeans to do more. The EU is spending about 3.3% of its gross domestic product on economic stimulus measures. But critics like American Nobel Economics laureate Paul Krugman say that is not enough. Krugman, who is visiting Brussels this week, also faults the deficit cap, known as the Stability Pact, for EU members using the euro currency.
These are unusual times. These are times when, as I like to say, virtue is vice and prudence is folly. This is a time when deficits are what we need, not a problem. The Stability Pact is way off. I mean, think of the United States. I think the U.S. is doing the right thing, maybe not even enough of it, and we're looking at a deficit of 12-13% of GDP. If that's the right thing to do, the Stability Pact really needs to be put on ice for now.
Ordinary Europeans are also critical of their government's economic recovery plans. That was evident Thursday in France when hundreds of thousands of French took to the streets in protest. But a number of European countries, including France and Germany, say they have spent enough for now. The EU summit will also be dominated over divisions about how to spend some $7 billion in infrastructure projects and how much money should be made available for Eastern European members of the bloc, which have been among those worst hit by the financial crisis. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.